Слава Ісусу Христу! Слава навіки! Glory to Jesus Christ! Glory forever! You are listening to Christ Among Us, a program brought to you each Sunday at this time, to reach those who are elderly or ill, and those who are not able to attend their church for Sunday worship. This program is sponsored by the Diocesan Resource Committee of the Ukrainian Catholic Eparchy of St. Josaphat in Parma, Ohio, and by your contributions. Each Sunday, we will bring to you the Word of God. We hope to brighten your lives and bring you joy and solace.
Я священник, отець Іван Смерека, церкви Святої Тройці Карнеге. Читаю Святе Євангеліє другої неділі посту. Будьмо уважні. Коли ж по кількох днях Ісус повернувся до Капернауму, чутка пішла, що він у домі. І там зібралося стільки народу, що не було більше місця, навіть перед дверима. А він промовляв до них словом. І от прийшли до нього, несучи розслабленого, несли його четверо, а що й за народу не могли донести до нього, розкрили стелю над місцем, де він був. І отвором спустили ліжко, на якому лежав розслаблений. Ісус, уздрівши їхню віру до розслабленого, і каже: «Сину, відпускаються тобі твої гріхи». А були й деякі книжники, що сиділи там, та міркували собі. І як може цей так говорити? Він богохульствує. Хто може прощати гріхи, крім одного лише Бога? Ісус же, вмить збагнувши духом, що вони таке собі думають, до них і каже: «Чого таке ось намислюєте у ваших серцях? Що легше сказати розслабленому? Відпускаючи тобі гріхи, а чи сказати: встань, візьми твоє ліжко і ходи? Та щоб ви знали, що син чоловічий має владу на землі гріхи відпускати, мовить до розслабленого: кажу тобі, встань, візьми твоє ліжко і йди до свого дому». Устав той і зараз же, взявши ліжко, вийшов на очі всіх, тож чудувалися всі, хвалили Бога і мовляли: «Ніколи ми такого не бачили». Слава тобі, Господи!
Witnessing this resurrection. St. Paul, in the letter The greatness of God. God, the one that everyone will see in a time of His glorious resurrection. But in order for us to come closer, we have to remember a few signs that God and the Church was giving us. If you are looking for a wisdom, look at the institution, God and man at the institution of the Church, that has practiced already of 2,000 years of leading us in those Lenten pilgrimages. In order to be closer with God, we have to be like Zacchaeus, seeking God. Zacchaeus was not afraid to climb on that tree to see the Lord. Keep in mind, he was a high tax collector and official in the city of Jericho. I don't know what you would think if, as you came to Holy Trinity today, and you see the chief of IRS of Pittsburgh, you know, climbing on the tree to see when Bishop O'Donnell's coming. We would probably call 911. But he didn't. And even more important, that he wanted to see the Christ, the Messiah, is what happened when the Lord was able to see him. Saying, Zacchaeus, today I want to be in your house. Today salvation came to your place. And we know from the gospel that the life of Zacchaeus changes dramatically. That's what the Lord wants from us during those 40 days of Lent, to follow Him, to change our life. But in order to do this, we are reminded in the gospel of Pharisee and tax collector, which prayer God accepted. Keep in mind, Pharisee was not a man. He came to the temple to thank God for all the blessings in his life. He said, Lord, I fast twice, I give 10 of whatever I possess to the temple. Today we call him the example of apparition. Who from us can give a tenth of whatever we possess to the temple? But the tax collector was standing in the back of the church, and the gospel tells us that not even willing to raise his eyes to see the temple, the Holy of the Holies. And he was saying the words that we all will recite before the session of the God be merciful to me. And Jesus says that that man was justified in the eyes of God. God knows us. God knows our feelings. God knows our minds. God knows our ways. But He asks us to be honest with Him, to acknowledge where we are in order to come closer to Him. And then, like the good father in the parable of the prodigal son, He will stand and welcome us with in relationship between me and God, between each and every one of us and God, there is just one person who is walking away. And it's not God. It's not God. He's always ready to embrace us, as the good father embraces the prodigal son. And finally, as the last tool for the Lenten pilgrimage, we're reminded in the gospel of the last judgment that only by looking those of us who claim the Christians, all of us who were brought to this temple and any church you were baptized, by your parents, by God's parents, we claim we are Christians. So the Lord will ask us at the last judgment, I was thirsty and you gave me drink, I was hungry and you gave me food, I was a stranger and you welcomed me, I was in need and you helped me. It's interesting that in that gospel, or in that encounter that will happen, God will not ask us how often we fast. Was it Wednesday and Friday Sunday night? Or perhaps Mondays? Did we pray morning, noon, and evening? Did we attend church on Sundays and days of holiday obligation? He knows that. He knows that. He doesn't have to ask us. There's a relation between me and God, between each and every one of us and God. But He wants us not just to see Him in the images that we so beautifully will today possess and venerate the Christ in the gospel and Christ in the icon of Christ or Mary or all the saints. But He wants us to see the image of God in the face of everyone that we encounter. That's why He's asking us the question is, what do we think in our Christian life with those who do these sins? There are so many people who need a full training, shelter, but perhaps not every one of us will be able to reach with our hands today. But each of us, especially this year, year that was marked by uncertainty, year of fear, every one of us can call somebody who perhaps is not in the church today and say, Mary, Elizabeth, John, I know that you have faith, but remember, I'm with you. People are thirsty of good word. People are thirsty of truth. People are hungry of knowing that somebody loves them, that somebody cares for them. And that's what God is asking each and every one of us to do. And finally, hopefully if we do all of this, if we come closer, we'll be able to be like that Nathaniel standing under the fig tree. There are so many images in that gospel story. But one of the theologians I recently listened to the explanation of the exegesis of the gospel story is saying that in the Old Testament, since the time of Solomon, there was no peace in the kingdom of Jerusalem, the Jewish kingdom. But for a man to live in a peace, as it was hopefully for us now, instead of victory, we are living the swimming pools, but that's a different story. But for a man to live in peacetime was to build a house, especially in the places of Palestine, and plant the fig tree, which gave shade, gave food, and then grapevines. So seeing Nathaniel under that tree, God is saying almost, when he acknowledges that he's the Son of God, that the messianic moment when heaven and earth will be once again together. I pray that all of us, in those next few days, will come closer to peace in our hearts, that we can build the kingdom of God promised to us from the beginning, and that we'll live for us, and we open the gates of paradise through Christ's cross and his glorious on the third day of resurrection. God bless you, and have a blessed love and pilgrimage. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Incarnation of the Holy Begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who was born of the blessed. Слухали радіопрограму «Христос посеред нас»,
яка виходить за сприянням єпархіального комітету ресурсів Української католицької єпархії Святого Йозефата, що у Пармі, Огайо та інших парафій,
яку до ефіру підготували редактор Оксана Ларнатович, звукорежисер Зановій Левковський.